coming up on episode number 447. It's Cover Story Night on Coverville, and since a couple days ago was the birthday of John Oates, musical partner to Daryl Hall, let's do a Hall & Oates cover story. You're going to hear covers of a lot of Daryl Hall and John Oates' best tunes, as well as a cover done by the band that you thought did that song anyway. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's April 10th, 2008. Tear off that page in the calendar. Okay. Tough one there. I'm Brian Evan. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you the music of Hall & Oates. Now, Hall & Oates, this is a good example of why I do cover stories. They're good for both people who are fans of a band, and they're good for people who aren't fans of a band. If you're not a fan of Hall & Oates, you actually might enjoy hearing songs, their melodies, their words, performed by different people. Now, if you are a fan of Hall & Oates, then of course, it's obvious why you'll like this show. You'll like hearing some of their songs done in a different light. And we've got a lot of different lights to cast on Hall & Oates tonight. Rock, pop, electronica, soul, it's all here. And let's go ahead and get things started with a band from Philadelphia, brand new album that just came out called Fighting Trees. I love this track, and that's why it's the lead-off song, Rich Girl by The Swimmers, from their album Fighting Trees.
You're a rich girl, you've gone too far, 'cause you know it doesn't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money, you can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, it's gone too far, 'cause you know it doesn't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far, too far. Doesn't
a band originally known as Halogen, but they changed their name to Orson in Hollywood, California. They're also very well known in England, having won a Brit Award. As a matter of fact, this recording comes from UK. It's from an album called The Saturday Sessions, The Dermot O'Leary Show, which was their first appearance on UK radio. That's the cover of I Can't Go For That, No Can Do by Orson. Great version there, rocks it out. And then before that, you heard Maneater by Split Habit, a band out of Chicago, actually a band that is recently broken up. They broke up in 2006, but not before they appeared on several legs of the Vans Warped Tour. Very, very cool. And then we start off the set. Oh, I'm sorry, that it comes from their album Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is from 2003. And then we start off the set with the Swimmers from the 2008 brand new album Fighting Trees. That's their cover of Rich Girl. And Tim and Michelle, this is for you. All right, Coverville today is brought to you by Audible.com. Audiobooks and tons of them, thousands, tens of thousands of audiobooks, and you have the opportunity to try one of those out. Maybe the one you'll try out is one recommended by listener Sophie. She suggests the Artemis Fowl books by Eowyn Colfer. She writes, I enjoy some young adult books. It may be because I teach, but there are some that are wonderful to read or, in this case, to listen to. When I moved across country and stuck with the icky task of unpacking a mountain of boxes, I downloaded the first Artemis Fowl book from Audible to keep me company. It's narrated by Nathaniel Parker and a total treat. Mr. Parker is wonderful at creating all the voices and characters needed for a story about a boy genius, fairies, and the Russian mafia. I was skeptical at first. It was recommended by a sixth grader, but I decided to try it. The main character, Artemis Fowl, is a young boy genius with unlimited money who aims for world domination. He encounters the fairy world, specifically Holly Short, a captain of the fairy police, when he tries to steal their gold. But the fairies in this book are nothing like the fairies in those Victorian paintings. These fairies are full of wonderful and advanced technology and are determined to get the gold back. Unlike some young adult books, this one is fresh and interesting and kept this grown-up very entertained through all four books. I found the plot to be exciting and not predictable without being too heavily dripping with morals and lessons. The characters, regardless of species, are realistic and honest. Great writing coupled with amazing narrating made for a book I couldn't stop listening to. I recommend these books to anyone, even those who have never tried a young adult book before. I think these books would also be wonderful for long road trips in a car with kids. I think it's a book that will keep everyone in the car happy. Thank you, Sophie. And a special prize from the Coverville Prize Closet is on its way to you for your recommendation. If you want to recommend an audiobook, please send me an email at coverville.com. Make sure you put Audible and then the name of the book in the subject line. And if you don't know what book to recommend, perfect. I'll make it very easy for you. Go get a free one. Yes, you can get a free audiobook just by going to coverville.com, click on the banner on the top for Audible. That'll take you to where to their site where you can sign up, pick a book, download it, try it out, see what you think of their service. And if you're happy, you can continue with their service and get a free book or a book every month. It's not free. There is a price to pay. Or you can discontinue at any time. But keep in mind, any books you download are yours to keep. You don't have to give them up like some subscription services. Check them out, audible.com. Use the link at the top of coverville.com. Well, if you listened to alternative radio in the 1990s, you remember a band called D-Light, led by Lady Miss Keir, and their big single was Groove Is in the Heart. Actually, it was a really fun album. I have it here, and it was a lot of fun. One of the members of that three-piece outfit was DJ Tawa Tawa, who's also known as Tawa Tay. And in 1997, he came out with an album called Sound Museum, and he did include a bossa nova version of a Hall & Oates track on there. It was Private Eyes. I'm going to play it for you right now. Here's Tawa Tay with his bossa nova version of Private Eyes.
What by can feel you watching in the night, all alone with me, and we're waiting for the sunlight.
Now, if you were to pull up Napster and do a search for I Can Dream About You, about 90% of the listings, I'm guessing, this is totally a guess, but I'm guessing about 90% of the listings would attribute that song to Hall & Oates. And the original, of course, was done by Dan Hartman. That cover right there is by Hall & Oates from their latest album, Our Kind of Soul. Actually, it came out in 2004. They might have done an album since then, I'm not sure. But it's one of those songs that does seem to always get attributed to Hall & Oates, just like every parody in Napster is attributed to Weird Al. I Can Dream About You. Do you guys remember, raise your hand if you remember what movie that was from, what 80s movie. It was from a movie called Streets of Fire. It starred Michael Paré, Rick Moranis was in there, Amy Madigan, Bill Paxton. I mean, I'm looking through a list here. Willem Dafoe, Diane Lane. I can't believe all these people were in there. I barely remember seeing the movie, but now I've got to go rent it and see it again with all these great 80s and 90s actors in it. I Can Dream About You, there by Hall & Oates. Before that, Sarah Smile by Joan Osborne, one of Hall & Oates' first singles, Sarah Smile. And I'm going to dedicate that to a guy that I used to work with who he and I would travel together on business, and we'd often share a room. And apparently he would sing that in his sleep. So the song meant something to him. Sarah Smile by Joan Osborne from her latest album called Breakfast in Bed, an album almost completely cover songs, some great Motown stuff in there. And then we started off with DJ Tawa Tawa, better known as Tawa Tai or Tawa Tay, with his album from 1997, Sound Museum, and a cover of Private Eyes done in a bossa nova style. Now, when you think of contemporary bossa nova, and I know most of you think of Nouvelle Vague, but when you think of other singers, kind of in the more serious realm of bossa nova, you think of Bebel Gilberto. And that is who is doing the vocals on that track for Tawa Tay, Private Eyes from Sound Museum. Let's get to our last set of music here. A couple of covers here. This first one comes from Sweden, and its Swedish title would be Kopia Kor. I'm probably mispronouncing that. But in English, that translates somewhat to Out of Touch. And it's performed by a band called the Mexicos. It's not really a band. It's the nom de plume of a guy named Miguel Hollow. And I got to thank Shelby over at Shifted Sound for turning me on to this one. Here's Out of Touch by the Mexicos.
Out of touch.
That's awesome. That is DJ, I'm sorry, not DJ, PJ Pooterhoots. That's just fun to say. PJ Pooterhoots from an EP called No Go with their cover of I Can't Go For That without the No Can Do. That's another song that I got to thank Shelby for turning me on to. That is awesome. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it sounds like a human version of the Aperture Science robot that you hear all throughout the game Portal. But again, maybe that's just me. I Can't Go For That by PJ Pooterhoots. Let's say it again just for fun. And before that, you heard the Mexicos with Out of Touch. Also pronounced in their native Swedish as Kopia Kor, or probably not pronounced that way, but that's how I'd pronounce it. All, of course, covers of the great Hall & Oates. Hopefully you enjoyed this Coverville, if you are a fan or a non-fan of Hall & Oates alike. If you want to get in touch with me and make a request or suggestion or ask a question, please do email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER. I love to play those audio requests on the Sunday night shows. Or you can even go to the weblog at www.coverville.com. The kids are calling it a blog these days. And post your message there or go into the forums and chat yourself up in there as well. We're going to be back on Sunday night with the aforementioned cover, all cover request show, all request cover show. And then next week, we jump into the 450th episode of Coverville. And I've got a special treat for you. It's a cover blog roundtable. Had a Skype discussion with some of the owners, managers, creators of some of the best cover song blogs out there, like Cover Freak and Copyright and Covering the Mouse and Cover Laydown, Fong Songs. And we talked about covers, and you'll hear the discussion as well as favorite songs and songs we mentioned all throughout the discussion. That's coming up on the big 450th episode. 450 isn't a landmark, but we're going to do it anyway. And so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all of your feedback, your comments, your donations, everything. So thank you. Keep it up. I love it all. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.